piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And
we're the food guys.
And today, we're going to talk about tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce. I am so glad we're doing this. As you know, I've been working on a souffle book for the past few months.
Uh-huh.
I've had a wonderful time. People think of souffles as being desserty things, which they definitely are, but there are some wonderful vegetable souffles that you can make, either as a main dish or a side dish. And I had just come up with this cauliflower souffle. I roasted the cauliflower in the oven to really develop some deep character. And then I took the florets off and then chopped up a fair amount of them and then added it to my souffle base and then folded egg whites into it. And I baked them as individual servings. But then I thought this would be a much better dish if I baked it in one pan.
Uh-huh.
But then it needed something. And I thought, tomato sauce. It needs a tomato sauce. And what better time to get tomatoes than now?
Now is the time. This is when they are available. And this is when tomatoes really are
tomatoes. Yes, they're ripening on the vine. The temperatures are great. Now the Roma tomatoes are coming in. They always tend to be later in the season. And those are the ones that have more pulp.
Yeah,
and less juice, so that there's more flesh.
Yeah.
And the sauces tend to be more full-bodied and thicker.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided I would do that. I got a variety of Romas. Roma's just a type, but they're San Marzanos. They're kind of elongated, but beautifully red, and they feel firm, but they're totally ripe. I just got a mixture of them.
So when I came by your house the other day,
Yes. You
were stirring a tomato sauce.
Yes.
I thought, man, this smells good.
Good.
Well, tomato sauce goes on everything, right?
And it takes hardly any time to make. I do peel the tomatoes.
Sure.
I'll drop them into a pot of boiling water, a few at a time. It depends on how loose the skins are. Some of the Romas have very tough skins
that
take a while for them to loosen.
Sure.
So they go into boiling water, 30 seconds, and I scoop them out and put them in a bowl of cold water.
Mm-hmm.
To stop the cooking and to actually get the flesh of the tomato to contract a little bit from the skin. I use a paring knife to kind of cut out the stem. It's like a core.
Yeah.
And then I just peel the tomatoes. And once they're all peeled, for this sauce, I use 2 pounds.
2 pounds.
But it's limitless. You can use as many as you want.
Sure.
Then I cut them in half. Not long ways, crosswise, and then just squeezed to get rid of whatever juice and seeds there were. Then I chopped the tomatoes up. What I did was I like shallot or I like onion with tomatoes. This time I had some sweet onion.
Ah, yes.
So I heated up a nice quantity of olive oil, 3-4 tablespoons, added the onion, maybe a cup of onion or so, and kind of stirred that around and cooked it slowly until the onions absorbed some of the oil and turned tender. And then I added the tomatoes and I added a few cloves of garlic. And then I decided to get a little bit Mediterranean. So I put in a pinch of saffron.
Saffron.
And I had some fennel seeds. So I took about 1/4 teaspoon of fennel seeds and I crushed them up with my mortar and pestle and I added them in. Then I had ground coriander. I had just bought some. So I threw in about 1/4 teaspoon of that. You can see how freeform this is. Salt and pepper. Let it cook. The tomatoes will release their juices. Pretty soon you'll have a fair amount of liquid in the sauce.
Yeah.
And I just cooked it for 20 to 30 minutes. It was fairly chunky. The sauce, when I would use a wooden spoon to stir it and pick it up, it held its shape in the spoon.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. And, that's a nice little key.
So did I say I put in parsley? I put in a nice quantity of parsley.
Yeah.
And then at the end, I stir in some basil. If you want a smooth sauce, just use an immersion blender, a hand blender to do that. You can have it partially smooth. So you have some chunks, some smooth, or you could just put the whole thing in a blender if you want and do it that way. And the thing about the tomato sauce that's so great is it goes so well with so many things.
Well, that's it. Any kind of egg dish, for instance, you know, all kinds of pastas. Potato.
Potato or plain hamburger patty or a vegetable patty, like a lentil patty, for example. Wonderful with the tomato sauce. Incredibly easy to make and very, very useful. And if you make it in quantity, especially now when the tomatoes are really, really at their best, then you can freeze portions of the sauce so that you have it available to you during the wintertime to remind you of the summer.
Yes. Just dreams of summer when you open one of those little frozen containers.
But if you make your own tomato sauce and you freeze it, oh gosh, it's so much better than anything you can buy. You just vary the seasonings according to what you want. I mean, I said I wanted some fennel in there. I wanted some coriander.
What about oregano for a pizza?
Oh, oregano is wonderful. Yes, oregano in there, basil, thyme. I think lemon thyme is really good because then you get that little bit of citrus hit.
Yeah.
So it's just incredibly versatile.
I think so. It's practically an absolute necessity for the kitchen. You have to have this in your repertoire.
Yes, you should.
Folks, or else you can't even think of yourself as being a cook. So forget about it otherwise. This one little clue, you can get more of these by coming back next week for
The Food Guys. Breakfast.